Brenda. Jay Jay Shri Chaitanya Jay Nityananda. Jay Advaita Chandra Jay Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 7th chapter. What Prahlad learned in the womb. So before we start, we'll chant the invocation mantras of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpatarur ghalitam phalam sukhamukhatam rita dravasam yutam pibhata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvipavukaha. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tatho jayam udiraye nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavatyuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसः स्वार्थः परस्मृतः एकान्तभक्तिर्गोविन्दे यत्सर्वत्र तदीक्षणम् एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसः स्वार्थः परस्मृतः एकान्तभक्तिर्गोविन्दे यत्सर्वत्र तदीक्षणम् एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसः स्वार्थः परस्मृतः एकान्तभक्तिर्गोविन्दे यत्सर्वत्र तदीक्षणम्. प्रभुस् एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसः स्वार्थः परस्मृतः एकान्तभक्तिर्गोविन्दे यत्सर्वत्र तदीक्षणम् एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसः स्वार्थः परस्मृतः एकान्तभक्तिर्गोविन्दे यत्सर्वत्र तदीक्षणम् एतावानेवलोकेऽस्मिन् पुंसः स्वार्थः परस्मृतः एकान्तभक्तिर्गोविन्दे यत्सर्वत्र तदीक्षणम्. माताजिस् एतावानेव लोकेऽस्मिन् पुंसः स्वार्थः परस्मृतः ಏಕಾಂತ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ ಗೋವಿಂದೇ ಯತ್ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ತದೀಕ್ಷಣಂ ಏತಾವಾನೇವ ಲೋಕೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪುಂಸ ಸ್ವಾರ್ಥ ಪರಸ್ಮೃತಃ ಏಕಾಂತ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ ಗೋವಿಂದೇ ಯತ್ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ತದೀಕ್ಷಣಂ ಏತಾವಾನೇವ ಲೋಕೇಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪುಂಸ ಸ್ವಾರ್ಥ ಪರಸ್ಮೃತಃ ಏಕಾಂತ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ ಗೋವಿಂದೇ ಯತ್ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ತದೀಕ್ಷಣಂ ಏತಾವಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಚ್ ಏವ ಸರ್ಟೈನ್ಲಿ ಲೋಕೇ ಅಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಪುಂಸಃ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಸ್ವ ಅರ್ಥ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪರಃ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಸ್ಮೃತ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡೆಡ್ ಏಕಾಂತ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಅನಲಾಯ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಗೋವಿಂದೇ ಟು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಯತ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ತದೀಕ್ಷಣಂ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸಭೈ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸೋಮೇಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ರೆಂಡರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಟು ದ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾಸಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಹಿಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೈಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಚ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಆಲ್ ದ ರಿವೀಲ್ಡ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ತದೀಕ್ಷಣಂ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಒನ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ರೆಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಗೋವಿಂದಾಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ದ ಹೈಲಿ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ನೆವರ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಸ್ಥಾವರ ಜಂಗಮಧೇಕೆ ನಾಧಾಕೆ ತಾರಾಮೂರ್ತಿ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಹಯ ನಿಜ ಇಷ್ಟ ದೇವ ಸ್ಫೂರ್ತಿ ದ ಮಹಾಭಾಗವತ ದಿ ಅಡ್ವಾನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಸರ್ಟನ್ಲಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಮೊಬೈಲ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಸೀ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ರಾದರ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಹಿ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ ಮಧ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ 8.274 ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲಿ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ ಆರ್ ಅ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಸೀಸ್ ದೆಮ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ ಟು ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದಂ ಆದಿ ಪುರುಷಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಇಸ್ ದ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಪರಮ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಅನಾದಿರಾದಿರ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಸರ್ವ ಕಾರಣ ಕಾರಣಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಎಸ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲರ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅನ್ ಇಟರ್ನಲ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಆರಿಜಿನ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಆರಿಜಿನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರೈಮ್ ಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾಸಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಸಮಿತ 5.1 ದ ಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಅಟಾಮಿಕ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಅಂಡಾಂತರಸ್ಥ ಪರಮಾನು ಚಯಾಂತರಸ್ಥಂ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದರ್ಫೋರ್ ಸೆಟ್ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ಅಹಂ ಧೀರಾಹ ಪಶ್ಯಂತಿ ಪರಮಾರ್ಥಿನಃ ಜಗದ್ಧನಮಯಂ ಲುಬ್ಧ ಕಾಮುಖ ಕಾಮಿನೀಮಯಂ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ಅಯಂ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾನ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾರಾಯಣಸ್ ಎನರ್ಜಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಗ್ರೀಡಿ ಸೀ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸೋರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮನಿ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಲಸ್ಟಿ ಸೀ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಕಂಡ್ಯೂಸಿವ್ ಟು ಸೆಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸಾ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಈವನ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಟೋನ್ ಕಾಲಮ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಮೀನ್ ಹೌ ಎವರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದರಿದ್ರ ನಾರಾಯಣ which have been manufactured by some unscrupulous person. One who has actually envisions Narayana everywhere makes no distinction between the poor and the rich. To single out the Daridra Narayanas or poor Narayana and reject the Dhani Narayana or rich Narayana is not the vision of a devotee. Rather, that is the imperfect vision of a materialistic persons. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Om Tat Sat. Thus we've concluded the 7th chapter of 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Once again I repeat the translation. In this material world, to render service to the lotus feet of Govinda, the cause of all causes, and to see him everywhere is the only goal of life. This much alone is the ultimate goal of human life, as explained by all the revealed scriptures. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలి శ్రీమతే జయపతాక స్వామినితి నామిని. నమాచార్య పదాయ నిటాయ కృపాప్రదాయ గౌరకత దామదాయ నగర గ్రామతారిణి. కథాంచన స్మృతేరస్మిన్ దుష్కరం శుకరం భవేత్ విస్మృతే విపరీతం స్యాత్ శ్రీ చైతన్య నమామితం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఇట్స్ I'm very glad for me that the committee had given me an opportunity to speak on the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam in this month of Kartik. And today we are completing the 7th chapter, 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. What Prahlad learned in the womb. Basically this chapter deals with what Prahlad Maharaj shares with his demoniac friends in the Gurukul, Sanda Namarka. What basically he learnt from Narada Muni when he was in the womb of his mother. As we all know, Hiranyakashipu's wife Kayatu was alone and she was pregnant, and the demigods were afraid that she was pregnant, maybe the son who is born out of her, he also may be a demon. So the demigods wanted to kill her, so they were attacking. So that time Narada Muni came and stopped. Narada Muni took Kayatu under his shelter. So where he explained about the glories of devotional service, about Atma Tattva, and Prahlad Maharaj was able to hear those instructions from a pure devotee. And after coming out, he realized what is the purpose of life. Sva Arthaha in the shloka also Prahlad Maharaj mentioned, Sva Arthaha, the real self-interest. Sva Artha, Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu, the only self-interest is to find out Vishnu. So Prahlad Maharaj, in this way, he was explaining what all he learned from in the womb from Narada Muni. So in that sense, he was explaining, first he was talking about Atma Tattva to his dear friends, that Atma Tattva, that we are not this body, we are the spirit soul. Then he speaks about the glories of devotional service and established the supremacy of Lord Vishnu. Then he keeps on explaining about the working for economic development. The working for economic development brings a flickering happiness that does not bring eternal happiness. Then he speaks about the Amalaya Bhaktya, means pure devotional service unto the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Then finally he says that whoever it may be, whether a person may be born from a demoniac or a demigod family or a woman, plant, animals, whatever it is, just by reviving the original, the constitutional position, by following the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga, one can be elevated to the family of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada mentions that one can become the member of the family of Achyuta Gotra, that one can be elevated by following the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga. Then in the conclusion, Prahlad Maharaj mentions the only goal of life is to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and to see him everywhere. That is the only goal of life. The same thing, the same concept, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita in the 6th chapter, that Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Cha Mai Pashyati. Such a person sees everywhere the Supreme Lord in everything. Prabhupada also explains that whatever the devotee sees may appear to be a material manifestation, but to the devotee's eyes it seems that it looks like the energy of Krishna. When I was going through this shloka, I was practically able to relate myself how Prahlad Maharaj was able to see Krishna everywhere. And 1 month ago when I was in South India, I was looking for, again speaking about sense gratification, I was just looking for an earring which is a very old model. Nowadays it's not available in any of the shops. So what I started, it was like the Prahlad Maharaj mentions in these chapters that how a person is haunted by ghost and is always behaving differently. A person who is in worshipping, or a great devotee, is always thinking about the Supreme Lord. Same way I was always thinking about the earrings. I think Matajis can relate to it more better than the Prabhus. So wherever I was thinking, when I went to the shop, it was not there. Then I started looking to different Mataji's earrings. Then I started, maybe this will suit or that will suit, as if I never had an earring. I always looking. Then my sister and my Prabhu was commented that instead of becoming a member of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, I became a member of International Society for Earring Consciousness. So I was just telling my mom that what am I, that thank God that I am in a woman body. What will happen if I am in a Prabhu's body? Like, it's a subtly illicit sex. So, but, and I was just going through, it's like, what kind of consciousness I have? The same thing, for a sense gratification, I am looking on the earrings in different ears, looking to different ladies. The same thing, if I look for Krishna everywhere, so how I will be able to achieve that love of Godhead? So it was so nice when I were able to relate to myself where my consciousness is and where the great Mahajan like Prahlad Maharaj, his consciousness is. So what we understood from this is the sense gratification, the austerity of mind. Srila Prabhupada explains the austerity of mind is to detach from sense gratification. The more we give the sense gratification to the mind, the mind becomes dissatisfied and the mind keeps on planning different things, maybe extended or self-centered. So the austerity of the mind is to detach the mind from sense gratification. So austerity of the mind exists in taking the mind away from sense enjoyment. That is more important. And how we can bring that sense enjoyment, how can we do it? The Lord explains in, again, the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna said it's difficult to curb the fickle mind. So Krishna agrees, yes, asamshayam mahabaho manodur nigraham chalam abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha gruhyate. Krishna says, yes, it's difficult to curb the mind, but it can be controlled by practice, by constant practice and detachment, vairagya. So Prabhupada explains how we can bring this detachment. The detachment can be brought by hearing, by following the 9 process of devotional service. One has to keep on hearing these instructions from a bona fide devotee, and that process starts with hearing. So here Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, vairagena cha gruhyate, by detachment, by constant practice, one can control the mind. Same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why Mahaprabhu descended to this material world? Vairagya vidya nijabhakti yoga shikshartham ekha purusha puranaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya sharira dhari kripamudir yastam aham prapadye. I surrendered unto that Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came to this material world, who accepted the human form to teach what? To teach this vairagya vidya, detachment, and to practice pure devotional service, nija bhakti yoga. How practically we can do? For this purpose Mahaprabhu came. So everywhere it is detachment. There it is vairagena chagruhyate. Prabhupada mentions that austerity of the mind can be brought by taking the mind away from sense enjoyment. Again, that is detachment. Mahaprabhu says why he came. He came to teach us nija bhakti yoga and also vairagya vidya, to give this knowledge of detachment. When he speaks about this detachment, Prabhupada explains in the 6th chapter, same verse, vairagena chagruhyate, that one has to keep on hammer the instructions of the spiritual master and the supreme lord. And the only thing is following the 9 processes of devotional service. Same way, Bhagavatam also says how one can hear these messages, what will happen, what one has to do, what is the sword by which one can cut this detachment. The 2nd chapter Srimad Bhagavatam 1st canto says, yat anudyasina yukta karma granthi nibandanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharathim. A person who is intelligent, kovida, he can cut this entanglement by using the sword of knowledge, by using the sword of knowledge. What is that knowledge? Those knowledge is given in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and which we get in the forms of the Bhaktivedanta purports. Kona kuryat katharatim, who will not get attracted to hear those messages? The answer is people are not ready to hear or not attracted to hear. And what one has to do to get this attraction? Then the sages says, sushrusho shraddhadhanasya vasudeva katharuchihi syan mahat sevaya vipra punya teertha nishevanat. How one can get the affinity to this vasudeva katharuchi? By saving the mahat, by serving the great devotees. And we can understand this example, this perfect example is given in 1st canto Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of Narada Muni. One can ask oneself that I'm doing everything. I'm hearing the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. I'm practicing devotional service since long time. And I'm serving the devotees. I'm serving the devotees. One thing I have to understand personally, that I have been keep on doing all these things, why there is not a change of heart in with me? The point is, the conditioning is so deep-rooted for me that it's very difficult for the mind to get the taste of devotional service. So every day the mind requires all these things, the Mangala Arati, the Darshana Arati, the Guru Puja especially. Keep on hammering myself, make the teaching from the lotus feet of the spiritual master one with your heart and do not desire anything else. Attachment to the lotus feet of the spiritual master is the only means of spiritual advancement. That I have to keep on hearing myself, that this is the only thing it can give me the taste to devotional service, because the mind is, the condition is so deep that I'm not able to come out. So it may not be like, for example, the doctor prescribes medicine for a patient which is a severe patient. It's like he has to continuously every day, she or he has to take the medicine without fail. So our process is that without failing, we are all supposed to do this things. That's why the Srinivasa Acharya, she has given this formula. What are we are supposed to do? Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibhi. The prescribed number of Nama, the prescribed the number of Gana. It includes Mangala Arati, Guru Puja, Shringara Arati, Darshana, Sandhya Arati, everything. Nama, Ruth, Natibhi. Natibhi, Shri Prabhupada gives in simple terms, Premadhvani. In our Premadhvani, we pay obeisances to all the previous acharyas and the devotees. For everyone, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibhi. How a patient has to take his medicines regularly. Since my heart is very deep-rooted, it has to take the medicines regularly without fail. So that is given the simple formula by Srinivasa Acharya. And these things, if we follow regularly, then the deep-rooted mind will be able to get the taste of the devotional service. And one more thing is our endeavor is always required. Again, we can recall the pastimes of this Yashoda Maya tying the Lord with a rope. Always the rope was 2 finger length, it was short. What was that? it was the mercy of the Lord, and our endeavor is always, our endeavor is required. One cannot keep on like, yeah, I'll get the mercy of the Lord. One day I'll get the mercy of the Lord. Because we say that this Kripa Siddhis, we are also not bar from Kripa Siddhis. How in the Mahabharata war, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present. The austerity taken by the soldiers, both the sides, the Pandavas and Kauravas, the austerity was, the war was arranged by the Supreme Lord. And it was a religious war. And both the sides, the austerity taken by the soldiers is, every day they were wounded, deeply wounded, cut. But the next day, evening, they had to take rest. But the next day, they had to enthusiastically go and fight. And that was the austerity taken by the soldiers on both the sides. And what was the gift they got? Prabhupada explains that they all went to the spiritual world. So because of the presence of the Supreme Lord. So am I not bar from this? Am I bar from this Kripa Siddhi? No, we are not bar from this Kripa Siddhi. How? Because the austerities, what are the austerities we follow, which we got it from by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It is 16 rounds of chanting and also the following the four regulative principles properly. And that is the austerity. So we are also not bar from this Kripa Siddhas or getting the mercy of the Lord. So in this way, the following the four regulative principles and the 16 rounds of chanting, and one, we have to detach ourselves by knowledge, the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Because the sages asked, what happened when Krishna left the spiritual world? What happened to knowledge and the religious principles? Krishne Svadhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Dibisaha Kalonashta Drishamesha. What is the fourth line? I'm forgetting. Puranarko Dunoditaha. When Krishna left the spiritual world, how people will get these? Then it's through the Puranarko Dunoditaha, by the Bhagavata Purana, which can dissipate the darkness of ignorance. Krishne Svadhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Dibisaha Kalaunashta Drisham Esha. The Kali, which destroys all the good qualities, it can be revived by the Bhagavatam, by going through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading the wonderful purports of our Srila Prabhupada. And also one more thing is, it also said in the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, that how Suta Goswami came as a captain of the ship. So the same way for us, the captain, always our eternal captain for us is Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. What is that shloka? I forgetting that shloka. Tvamna sandarshito dhatra duskaram nishti turshatam kalim Kalim Sattva Haram Purpum Swam Karnadhara Ivarnavam. The Kali Yuga, as usual, destroys the good qualities by keeping the captain of the ship, Suta Goswami, that they are able to come out from the onslaughts of Kali Yuga. Same way, from the onslaughts of Kali Yuga, we can come out by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, which he mentions in the purports, the wonderful purports of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And one more thing is that sometimes we can't take the, Prabhupada explains this as Artha Kukudar Nyaya, how a person wants to take, after cutting the head of the chicken, he thought he will take the eggs out. It's not possible. We have to take the whole egg, so full hen. Same way, we have to take the complete teachings of our Srila Prabhupada. It's not that whatever is satisfying to my ear, I will take it. Whatever is not satisfying for my ear, I will not take it. So Prabhupada explains that even if the ear does not like to hear, the teacher has to tell what is really going to help her or him. Real preaching will go to the heart and it can transform the consciousness of the people. So that we should keep in mind, that we should take the complete instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Again, in the purport, if we see, Srila Prabhupada completely opposing the Mayavada theory. Because here if we see that we must accept the, we should not accept the words Daridra Narayana, which the Mayavadati see. We should always be ready to smash the Mayavada theory whenever it is possible. Because that is the teaching which is taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Madhvacharya philosophy. Completely smashing the Mayavada philosophy. If you see in Prabhupada purports, in most of its purports, whenever there is an opportunity, he completely smashes the Mayavada philosophy. In South India, I just came across a person who is a Mayavada. His preaches about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many people are not aware of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. They accept Vishnu, but they don't accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because of this person, people came to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Nama Sankirtan things. But the point here is, the person is so, this thing that he considered him, at the end, he considered himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there is a picture of him, like how we have our Mahaprabhu's picture, like with hand raised. And same way, he has a picture of himself with his face. He considered himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada him says that our duty is to oppose the Mayavada philosophy. It's not the question of making a friendly relationship with the Mayavadis. Whenever there is an opportunity, we have to oppose the Mayavadas. Because that is the inbuilt which Prabhupada gives in many of his purports, that we should keep in mind that whenever there is an opportunity, we should smash, we should pray to our Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada gives the strength to and knowledge to smash the Mayavada philosophy and to establish the our philosophy which Mahaprabhu taught us. So with this, I would conclude my session of Srimad Bhagavatam. Any questions, corrections, comments, most welcome. If I'm able to answer, definitely yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you. It's regarding the last thing you said about taking any and all opportunities to smash Mayavad philosophy. What came to mind was Radhanath Swami's book, The Journey Home, for example. Just one example among many of devotees who interact with followers of, you know, the Vedic traditions in a very, you know, Advaita Vedantist slant or Mayavad slant. And yet, you see that their strategy, although remaining firm in their own conviction about Krishna being the Supreme Lord and so on, the conclusion of the Bhagavatam, have a policy of not necessarily, you know, chopping and cutting and quote-unquote smashing. You look at Radhanath Maharaj's book, for example, he goes through the entire book by explaining all the interactions he's had with so many what we would call Mayavadis. Throughout the book, he doesn't criticize him once, and yet he still manages at the end of the book to establish Vrindavan as the greatest place of pilgrimage and Srila Prabhupada as the greatest acharya, the greatest saint on this planet. So in the context of our efforts to gain the trust and gain not necessarily cheap popularity, but to gain entrance into the modern mainstream world and become, you know, important voices in all spheres and present, you know, what we stand for. Can we have other alternatives than a sort of a chopping technique and a sort of a categorical, you know, boo, boo, boo to the Mayavadis and let us smash them as you use the word?
Okay, thank you for the question. The one thing is, I have not even completed Srila Prabhupada books. I want to complete Srila Prabhupada books, then I want to, because that is the main course for me. Because until I understand the mood and mission of our founder Acharya, I cannot preach or I cannot establish certain things. Okay, I want to first complete Srila Prabhupada books, understanding the mood and mission of what Srila Prabhupada has said. Then definitely, yes, one day I want to read all our spiritual masters' books. That's one thing. And what Mahaprabhu has taken from the four sampradayas is completely defying or defending the Mayavada philosophy. Coming back to this question, when Prakashananda Saraswati, the Mayavada scholar in Varanasi, he was there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also there, then Tapan Mishra and Chandrashekhar Acharya was there in Varanasi, and they came to know that the Prakashananda Saraswati was chastising Mahaprabhu being sentimental and chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That time they were not able to defend and establish the supremacy of the Nama Sankirtan and establish the supremacy of the nine process of devotional service. Prabhupada mentions the Lord Krishna in Lord Chaitanya in five features, that the Tapan Mishra and Chandrashekhar Acharya, since they were not able to defend, they are considered as Kanishta Adhikaris. Because a Madhyama Adhikari, by knowledge and through his scriptural knowledge, he will establish the supremacy of devotional service. But since they were not able to defend by Shastra, they were considered as Kanishta Adhikaris. A Kanishta Adhikari may not be able to do, but that doesn't mean that we should not chop them. We should chop them, because that is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that mood is inbuilt in Srila Prabhupada's books. It's completely opposing the Mayavadas. It's not that we make friend with Mayavadis and then we support. Then it means we are, just now I said, make the teachings from the lotus feet of the spiritual master one with your heart. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Akya Arana Koriho Mane Asan. Do not desire anything else. If that is the sense, if that mood I want to have, if that is what is the teachings of our founder Acharya Prabhupada, I think we don't have to go the other way around. If Prabhupada says that we have to completely smash the Mayavadas, yes, we have to completely smash the Mayavadas.
So let me just finish with a tiny... I agree. But it may be more nuanced and more complicated than that. Let me give you another example in our international efforts to spread Krishna consciousness. Everyone's heard of this, or I think everyone's heard of this yearly Bhakti Fest, so-called Bhakti Fest, that takes place in California in September every year, growing at a great speed every year. There's like almost 10,000 people who come, duplicated several times around the nation. They call it, you know, it's called Bhakti Fest, but most of the proponents there have some Mayavadi leniencies or tendencies or whatever. Now, it so happened that our own very children, such as Gauravani, such as the Mayapuris, Vishvambar, and so on, have infiltrated that scene, not by smashing, "You Mayavadi rascals, don't you understand that God is a person," but rather by their own, by manifesting what Lord Chaitanya is glorified as bringing, namely, what was his astra? It's love, pure love for Krishna, right? He was all attracted by his pure love for Krishna and the mood of Radharani. So by their infiltrating that scene, so to speak, without challenging, without smashing, quote-unquote, what is the result? The result is that they actually have become the luminaries of that scene. They are the leaders of that scene now. Gaudiya Vaishnavas from Prabhupada's movement, with thousands and thousands of followers, all starting to chant the Maha Mantra in the right parampara. And there was no chopping technique, there was no smashing, there was no philosophical debate. There was mutual respect. They themselves hold very strongly to their own conviction, which is the conviction that we all share. And yet, falena parichiyati, you judge the result. So I'd just like to add that while we obviously do not compromise in our beliefs and we don't accept, Mayavad philosophy, right? Mayavadi bhasha shulene hoi sarvanash, in our efforts, though, to spread the Sankirtan movement, we have to use discrimination.
You mentioned about the Bhakti Fest, which is for the beginners, right? Which you are doing in California. You mentioned that some Bhakti Fest you are doing. Did I understand right?
Beginners, it's for the greater public of North America.
For example, for a greater public, when we preach, we have to use certain techniques. For example, Prabhupada many a times calls Mahatma Gandhi. He says that he is not a Mahatma, because the definition mentioned in Mahatma in Bhagavad Gita is Satatam Kirtayantomam Etantascha Dadavrataha Namasyanchastamam Bhaktya Nitya Yukta Upashati. That is the qualification of a Mahatma. But rather, for a person to attract, to get a taste of Bhagavad Gita, I may tell that, yeah, Mahatma Gandhi also read Bhagavad Gita, why don't you take? That doesn't mean that I'm establishing Mahatma Gandhi as a Mahatma, which is mentioned in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. For a beginner to take up Krishna consciousness, I can use techniques, certain tactics. But that doesn't mean that we have to compromise on what our founder Acharya has given, what our founder Acharya's teachings are. We can use techniques. Then later on, when they read, they understand that the Mahatma which is mentioned here, and it is not in line with the Mahatma which is mentioned by the Lord in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And same way, for example, we cannot tell a newcomer that we can say et karoshi et dashnashi, whatever you do, whatever you eat, offer to Krishna. That is right. That's for a beginner, she or she will be able to take. The first day we can't tell that person, give you 50% of your income to the Krishna conscious movement, then the fellow will run away from our Krishna consciousness. He will never see. I mean, for example, even personally also, if somebody would have told me, join to become a full-time devotee and do these things, definitely we are not ready. So in the beginning, we can use some tactics, whether it may be a Mayavadi, whatever it is maybe a Sai Bhakta, whatever it is. Just our basic thing is to give a taste of devotional service, to give a taste through Nama Sankirtan, to Kirtans, whatever festivals we can have to attract them, whatever new names we can call it, yoga studio, this, that, bridge preaching, that preaching, this, so many things. For example, in Middle East countries, from where I came from, where I started my Krishna consciousness, we do a Damodarati, we go house to house. That in that sense, we have reached around 8,000 houses because we can't reach openly. This is the law of the countries, we can't reach openly. So what is, and through that, many people have taken up Krishna consciousness. We use these techniques, but in the name of innovation, there should not be dilution. And that's the point. Whenever we do dilution, that automatically there will be a deviation from the teachings of our founder Acharya. And to establish the supremacy by the Shastric, there are devotees like Lakshmi Moni Mataji, they are there. And there should not be a principle that by compromising, we should be doing it. We should never compromise on the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. That's why I said this Artha Kukada Nyaya, taking one part of teaching and not taking the other part. Whatever is satisfying me for my name, whatever it is, I'll take and I'll leave the other teachings of our founder Acharya. That should not be the case. And each and every member of our society should have a firm conviction that whatever Srila Prabhupada says, yes, it is not outdated. Till today, if we follow those principles which is given by Srila Prabhupada in his pages, in his wonderful purports, definitely, yes, in this lifetime, we can go back home, back to Godhead. That is by Shastric. We have people like, so we have so many scholars. We have, I think, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, we have Mataji, with so many people who can defend. Smashing means we are not literally going and smashing them. We have to smash them by with Shastric evidence. That's what I meant to say.
Physical violence, sorry. I'm joking. Obviously, you didn't mean, we all understood you didn't mean physical violence. But anyway, thank you for your point.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. If there is any question, yes, Mataji. Prabhupada clearly explains. Yeah, sorry.
So I think everyone agrees, we know Prabhupada said that, but what does it mean? What does it look like to smash someone? Does it mean that you walk up to them and tell them how they're wrong and how they're horrible and they're the most fallen? Is that really going to attract them to Krishna consciousness? So I think all of us really need to be really introspective and think, by using the Shastra, but using the Shastra not just to point out how I'm right and you're wrong because I have this greater Shastric knowledge, but by using the Shastra and also using our own application of Krishna consciousness to charm people without watering down the philosophy, to charm people to the higher understanding that yeah, okay, God is everywhere and in everything, but he's the origin of all that, is a beautiful person that we have a relationship with. So I think it's important for all of us to study Prabhupada's example. And so he said, yes, his words were that we should smash the Mayavads, but we should look at his example of how he did it and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it very gently at first, but then very heavy once people were ready to surrender to him, with so many examples. For example, with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he sat and listened for 7 days. He didn't just go in there and tell Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya what a horrible philosophy that he had. So I think it's important that, anyways, that's just my understanding, and I think it's something we should all do. We should all be very introspective to think, what does it mean to smash them? And that it doesn't mean to be heavy and cruel and mean.
For this, I would suggest you to read Lord Chaitanya and Five Features book, how after the meeting between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati, Mahaprabhu came in and he was sitting in one corner where no one will, like it seems like it's a suchi, muchi area, but still Mahaprabhu said he's not qualified to sit in the assembly of those scholars. Then Prakashananda Saraswati came to him and gave his hand, and Prabhupada mentions that that is the Ajnata Sukriti of Prakashananda Saraswati. And to how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wonderfully established the supremacy of devotional service and destroyed the Mayavada philosophy, and hence Prakashananda Saraswati and all his group became devotees. For that, I suggest you to read Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya and Five Features, where how Mahaprabhu very nicely defeated the Mayavada philosophy. It's nicely explained by Srila Prabhupada in his wonderful purports. Yeah. And the point here is, like I said, maybe scholarly I will not be able to smash, but the point is that mood we should always have, that there should not be a compromise in the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. That's the point I would like to make. There should not be any deviation in the name of innovation. It should be a straightforward message of Srila Prabhupada. With this, I'd like to conclude the class. Yes, Prabhu.
Hari Bol. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was walking in the street in Calcutta with some of his disciples. And then they said, "Look, Guru Maharaj, coming opposite direction, on the other side of the road, there's this big Mayavadi guru and his disciples are. He's the one who's doing all this preaching here." Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur crossed over the road, walked right up to him and slapped him around the face. That's the smashing part of what he... But he said, his attitude was, "Why are you presenting this philosophy which denies the living entity his eternal love for Krishna?" That is what we are smashing. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Being a lion guru, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was able to do it. So, yeah, we seek the blessings of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our Sri Prabhupada. That what Prabhupada says, that one has to be courageous like a British soldier when preaching, and the heart should be like a Bengali mother. Yeah. With this, I would like to conclude this session of Srimad Bhagavatam. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. इस्कॉन गुरु वृंद की जय. गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.